the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
The Supreme Court is in agreement with President Trump over the firings of thousands of federal workers. The High Court ruled today the Trump administration can proceed with the termination of 16,000 probationary employees. The workers were let go across six agencies and departments. A lower court had ruled that the workers be reinstated as legal challenges proceeded. The Supreme Court's ruling rescinds that order. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is putting his name in the hat for U.S. Senate. He appeared on Fox News Tuesday and said it was time for change in the state, blasting John Cornyn for a lack of production during his over 20 years in service. Paxton will challenge Cornyn in the Republican primary, which is expected to be the GOP's most expensive primary in 2026. President Trump's special envoy to the Middle East will lead nuclear talks with Iran this weekend. That's according to multiple reports. It comes after President Trump said the U.S. would be speaking with Iranian officials on Monday. Iran's foreign minister said those talks will be indirect, although the U.S. has insisted the discussions will be direct. After facing backlash, the National Park Service on Monday restored both a photo of and a quote attributed to Harriet Tubman from a webpage dedicated to the Underground Railroad. The page had featured a prominent photo of the Maryland abolitionist for many years. That photo was at first replaced with images of postal stamps featuring those connected to the railroad. The webpage was also modified to change references to enslaved African Americans to enslaved workers. In confirming the restoration of the page, the NPS said any reduction in Tubman's presence on the site had been made without approval from top leadership. And Meta is aiming to make Instagram safer for teens with new safeguards. The tech company announced Tuesday that teens under 16 will not be able to use the live feature without their parents' permission. Instagram will also require parental permission to turn off the feature that blurs suspected nudity in DMs. Meantime, Meta will offer teen accounts for Facebook and Messenger that provide similar protections. I'm Chris Garagio.
New Jersey, 101.5 instant weather, breezy and cold for tonight with mainly clear skies, lows in the middle 20s. There will be a freeze here across the area. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, still on the chilly side for April with a high near 50 degrees. Clouds return into tomorrow night, not nearly as cold thanks to that cloud cover with lows in the lower 30s. Thursday, cloudy, breezy, and still on the chilly side. Some showers in the area for the afternoon, a high near 50. Rain more likely Thursday night and into the day on Friday. I'm meteorologist Pop Benz.
Right now it's 37 in Union, 40 in Long Branch, 38 in Vineland. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.